Buenos días. Hope everyone is doing well this morning. Just being careful about this transition into the stillness of the seated posture. And careful that the energy isn't too aggressive. As we move into this exploration, it is important just right away to see if there is any kind of tension that we create in the mind, any tightness, any forcing. Even if we think that it's the appropriate thing, the right way to practice, just being so careful about the quality of attention we're bringing to bear on this relationship with whatever is unfolding in the present moment. And it can be helpful to start with a sense of gentleness in regard to the observation. So where is the attention naturally drawn right now? The realm of sound, a certain range of experiences in the heart, mind. Sensations in the body. Can we find a sense of permissiveness? Just allowing whatever arises most clearly to be that which we are bringing this quality of caring attention to. Can we be genuinely interested in the experience of a sound, of a thought? Of a sensation in the body? Without trying to get more of it or get rid of it or even get anything from it. Like insight. What's the texture, the tone, and flavor? What are the qualities of what we're observing? How do they change? And again, simply observing whatever arises is a perfectly wonderful way to practice. Sometimes it's an important way to unhook from our agendas, our ambition, our striving in regard to our meditation. There are times where it too will get confusing, complicated. As the attention gets refined, we notice more and more of the different streams of experience, and it can be overwhelming, hard to track, hard to observe. Hard to recognize when we're adrift. And so narrowing the field of attention is one way to help manage that process. Rather than trying to be aware of everything, always, moment after moment. We can lean in towards one particular field of our experience, primarily, not excluding the rest. But just seeing the way we can incline the attention toward just receiving sounds, for example. The body doesn't go away. Tastes, smells, imaginings, they're still present, of course. But this changing stream of sound can be kind of in the forefront. We just notice the changing qualities, textures, vibrations. As we receive the sounds, become aware of them. Not needing to do anything with them. Not needing to reach out for them. Just receiving moment by moment. And we'll see that the mind will come up with images of what it thinks it's hearing, names. Perceptions. Opinions. The mind creates the notion of near or far. And places us in a world. that it's constructing just around these vibrations. It's amazing. But we also see that the attention can simply abide in the sounds themselves for moments, not needing to conjure a world or ourselves. Just the stream of changing texture and tone. We notice the activity of the mind and simply recognize that, its own flavors, textures, qualities. Not a problem, not an intrusion, but distinct. And so we see we can bring the same quality of attention into the body seated here. This receptive and gentle, committed attention. Receiving this vast array of sensation throughout the body. Always changing, arising, passing. Noticing the elemental qualities of this field of physicality. The range of coolness to warmth. And hardness to softness. Motion, stillness, pressure. Moisture, dryness. Cohesion, distension. All moving, changing, flowing into one another without our involvement. Can we simply receive these experiences with the knowing and tenderness, fleeting, fragile, powerful, clear, cloudy, receiving the body sensations as they arise and pass away. Again, we notice the mind will name hand, knee, foot, will identify my back, myself. Will consider its preferences, its opinions. We just receive the mind as mind, recognizing it, caring for it, caring for any hardship that it bears, any stress or strain. In regard to the body, we see that it's distinct. The direct experience of pressure, hardness, tingling is entirely of a different matter than the thoughts about them. And so every so often we can let go of the thoughts, the concepts, the opinions, and just receive the body sensations moment by moment on their own terms. And if this field of the entire body can feel overwhelming in its vastness, just trusting that we can narrow the field further. Sometimes just the sensations in the hand provide enough aliveness, sensation, to build this concurrent relationship with. Or the area around the abdomen. Where we notice the natural sensations of breathing. Subtle or gross, the simple rising and falling, and these waves that we can connect with and sustain the attention with as they come and go. So just taking this time to explore. What is it like with a more narrow field of attention? Are there times where it's appropriate to open up to the whole body seated? Where is it helpful to return to sound? as our primary object. Just receiving tenderness, interest, compassion where it's painful, appreciation where it's pleasant, and slowly building a stability of peace. No matter what's happening. wanted to offer a few words about the walking meditation practice and just the in-between times we have on retreat. Mostly it's an encouragement to kind of move more slowly. Nothing super fancy. But I think often it can be just humbling in a good way to ask ourselves, like, how fast can we move really and still be mindful? Especially as you know, we start to settle into the retreat and there's kind of more sensitivity and, you know, more capacity to see more detail. You know, sometimes it feels a little wilder, like it doesn't always feel quieter right away because you're noticing more of everything that's happening in our bodies and our minds, and we're even more sensitive to the world around us. But to sort of ride that sensitivity, you know, and use it as a doorway to settle in more, you know, and see that there's so much more that maybe we're not seeing or not noticing, we don't even know can be seen and can be known. And that one way to be able to see more and understand more is just by moving more slowly, you know, really just in our in-between times and kind of walking around the halls and even in our rooms, just, you know, this, like, this relationship between mind and body, you know, of any gesture, it's amazing. Sometimes we come to meditation, we want to learn how to move things with our minds, you know. And we do, and it's like all the time, and we just take it for granted. You know, this, like, this wouldn't move if there wasn't the mental, the volitional intention to lift the foot. And then there's, when that happens, there's physical sensations that we're then aware of. And that is a guide to, do we continue to lift? Do we can push it forward? Do we bring the foot down? Do we make all kinds, millions of adjustments, you know, in a moment? And this dance between mind and body is so powerful, it's so amazing, and so hard to see, you know. So just that slowing down of each gesture and really, like, being sensitive to all the muscles and all the change in temperature and all the experience, the richness and wildness of, you know, reaching for a door handle or bringing, you know, our spoon to our mouth. And then seeing the, you know, the mental process involved in that. And then all of the senses that are, you know, have their play in one simple gesture. And it's a time to explore. You know, you're allowed to look totally weird being really super slow. And you don't have that many places where that's encouraged, you know, in life usually. You can be that, like, eccentric. I remember there was a recently at this retreat where this, you know, really old student or longtime student was, you know, walking back and forth between the dining hall and the meditation hall. And, I mean, gee, she just looked like a corpse, you know, like, I was like, is she going to make it? You know, I'm like, we only have a few minutes or something. And it's like, it didn't matter. I didn't care if she made it or not. It was, like, so cool, you know, to just, like, see what is it like, you know, to really just go slow at times. You don't have to. There's times where that can feel oppressive and you're like, oh, you know, but if there's an inclination, even in the midst of one walking period, to take some part of it super slow. And, you know, maybe in the coming days, I'll kind of add a little more instruction to part of the walking. But for now, just knowing, it's like you can go, you know, the seeing, the hearing, the whole body moving, the lifting, moving, placing of the feet, that sense of tenderness, you know, toward the space we're in, right? Filling the room we're in with kindness, or connecting with the other beings, or with kindness, or just with this body, this mind, with a kind of gentleness as we move, as we touch the earth, that is there a contact with the ground that feels kind, you know? Giving ourselves the space and room to not be in a rush with the practice and just explore, super important. And if there's one of those, you know, that feels like calls the attention more, if you're just really, the seeing is really like, wow, the attention feels really gathered with seeing as you're walking, you know, you can do some paces with that. You don't always have to switch at every, you know, turning point. But see, what is it like to stick with something for a little while? What is it like to keep moving, you know, to bring the attention here, to bring the attention here? You know, what are the strengths and benefits to those approaches? So just a couple announcements for today. The affinity group sits will start this afternoon. That kind of option in the walking room for the BIPOC one at 1:45 and LGBTQIA plus at 3:15. And just a reminder that it's very simple. It's like, it's not like a group conversation or anything. It's just sitting together. And that we encourage people to use the space if it feels supportive, you know, to have that sense of kind of community within the context of the greater community. So you show up, whoever's there, you know, someone can just choose to basically ring the bell at the end of the sitting. And then we're starting our interview groups today, our check-ins. I don't know what language people use here. Interview groups. If that doesn't sound too intimidating, you know, but just checking in, you know, really we want to make sure you're doing okay. We want to be able to support you in any way we can. Hear what's happening in your practice, you know, if you have any questions, if we have any offerings, you know, just to support you. So we're looking forward to that. We do hope to see everyone. So if you have not signed up for one of the groups today or tomorrow, please, you know, put your name down so that we make sure that we're seeing everyone. And again, we'll have the groups today, tomorrow, and then we'll switch to individuals based on the sign-up groups for today. And yeah, we're looking forward to that, and ask that folks show up on time, you know, as much as possible so that we can kind of keep that container safe. A reminder, you know, and we may go over it in the groups themselves, but because it's a group, it has a different dynamic, you know, than just the one-on-one. And sometimes that's just really fruitful. You know, you can feel very isolated in your practice sometimes, of thinking like you're having a hard time and everyone else is having an easy time. And then you go and you're like, oh no, people are having a much harder time than I am, or whatever. Or just that sense of sympathy and camaraderie of like, oh, right, there are shared things that are really important, and how wonderful it is to be able to hear a little of that and appreciate that for each of us. The security that these are, you know, confidential, that whatever you hear in a group, you know, that someone shares, that expectation is there, that it remain in the group and not be shared, you know, outside of that context. And also to be thoughtful about what you're sharing and what's the impact on other people who are also very sensitive. So just that sense of it is, we're at the edges of the protection of the silence, and we want to be really careful with how we're receiving and how we're offering that. Is that it for announcements? Yeah. Great. Wonderful. Well, have a wonderful day of practice. We look forward to continuing on.